episode 167 of the Press Box Hat Trick. I'm your host, Elias Grigoriadis. With me today is your wonderful co-host, Mr. John Ngala. How are you, sir?
Wow, what an entry, man. What an entry. Oh. I'm feeling good, bro. It's we haven't been on a podcast together in a while.
It's the first time. I think it's just us two.
Yeah.
We've got a great episode for you guys today. We were kind of, over the week, trying to figure out, you know, what we would talk about and what angles we could take, what would be a cool pitch, and then something to give you guys, like, maybe a special episode or something. And then, well, the news kind of made itself.
Like, every day was something. Every day, you look at your phone notification. Boom. Oh, this happened. Oh, shit, this happened.
And the biggest news throughout the week was mostly with soccer and how all the teams were going to be, or a lot of the teams were playing behind closed stadiums.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, the NBA dropped this two-ton mega bomb on everybody. So that's it. We're shutting everything down.
You know what? And games are still going on, obviously.
Well, did you see Mark Cuban's reaction?
Mark Cuban's reaction was priceless.
Yeah, I feel like that's what everyone reacted.
Yeah.
I saw my friend's Instagram story first. I'm like, wait a minute, there's no way. Yeah. And then, like, Woj tweeted it. And you're like,
Once Woj tweets it, you know,
I trust it more than the actual official NBA.
Yeah. At this point, like.
So I saw, like, it makes sense, though, right? Like, I feel like they're the first ones to shut down a season. I mean, you've seen, like, competitions, like, tennis competitions. There was one in Montreal. There was a sporting event in Montreal that got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was figure skating, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't hear about that, though.
And they shut it down.
Okay.
So, like, you have to think that other sports are going to follow suit. Like, the NHL, by the time this gets published, the NHL might have, you know, released a decision. But right now, they're still in talks. And
NHL, like, I feel like all the major leagues have been silent at this point. And the NHL, the NBA, sorry, like, one of, like, biggest, I wouldn't say the biggest league, but it has offices in, I was talking about this earlier, it has offices in Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, Latin America. Yeah.
In North America, exactly. It's definitely the most international one. It gets most international. Most everywhere.
So, like, the way I see this shutdown is, like, what is the biggest thing that we can learn from this outcome?
How important. I was thinking about this on the metro right here.
Okay.
How normally when we're always like, there's always like a very public event of distress that causes a lot of anxiety, be it like terrorist attacks or like very, like really bad news that affects everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people turn to sports because it's one of the most popular forms of entertainment in the world. At the end of the day, sports are entertainment.
Professional sports is for gathering people together.
Exactly.
We can't do that!
What are you doing? There's no sport!
We can't, that's what I'm saying.
It's a very unsettling thought, because it's just like, oh man, it's so weird. Maybe I'll turn on the soccer game. Wait, what? There's no fans,
and bro, the NCAA...
March Madness is dead!
Is dead, bro.
That's crazy.
I feel like we're in a time...
I'm surprised it took them that long, because first of all, they're students.
Yeah.
They didn't even pay their athletes.
Bro.
So... I'm surprised it took them that long because, like, I'm telling you, if I'm a student, I'm like, there's no chance. I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
No.
But the thing is, the NCAA's fans, those are the loudest, most passionate fans. I feel like in college basketball
is crazy.
Like, you can't get better fans than the NCAA. So,
not in North America.
Not in North America. And, bro, I'm thinking about it. Well, before we get to all that, I just want to, like, get this on the air. We live in a time where information is literally at our fingertips.
Yes.
So what the media is doing right now, I see a lot of posts, oh, the media's pushing this, pushing that, pushing this. And we might be biased because, bro.
We're in the media, right?
Media are just telling people, wash your hands.
Wash your fucking hands. That's all you have to do.
Stay clean. Well, not stay, obviously stay clean, but anyways. That might not be common for a lot of people, but it's literally just telling people who's infected, and maybe they should get more coverage on who's recovered. I agree with that.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's the basics.
In China, 70% of the people that had it have not recovered.
Have not recovered.
So, like,
exactly.
It's obviously like
now it's like
it looks like people are recovering faster than people are getting infected.
Yeah.
But
it's just mind-boggling because you have people like there's no reason for you not to be informed and not there's no reason for you not to know how one this origin this crisis all started, how it's affecting not there's no conspiracy around here.
There's a bunch of things that are so ridiculous.
I don't want to get to that point. It's just guys, just stay informed, and we are like this disease or crisis or threat, this virus is affecting a certain type of.
It's only lethal for a certain demographic.
Exactly.
Right?
So like, if any of us, God forbid, get it, We'll be fine.
Calm down.
We'll be fine.
Calm down. Stay home. Stay clean and drink your fluids. All right. You don't have to like make Costco run out of fucking toilet paper. That's ridiculous. But one thing that I noticed, is that this epidemic has
pandemic.
It's officially a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Now,
yeah.
Has exposed how poor some people's hygiene habits are.
Facts.
Like, people are like, oh my god, the men's bathroom is full because everyone's washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not wash your hands after you go to the bathroom? It's stuff like that. We're just like,
yeah,
oh my god.
I know.
I have a buddy that goes to me, I didn't realize how little I wash my hands until, like, I had this shit and I wash my hands all the time. It's like, wow, I do it like twice a day. I'm like, what do you mean you do it twice a day?
Yeah. But you see, the thing
it's terrible.
It's making people very self-conscious. And it's like paranoia everywhere. Bro, I walk in, let's say, just to the metro or the bus. You just look at people in their eyes and they're just staring at you like this.
We were talking about this before.
Like, fear.
It's so intense on the metro. Yeah. Like, I got on the green line after there was a shutdown of the line. So, like, there was, like, you know, the car was full. Every single car was full. And we're all packed in there like sardines. And, like, everyone's thinking it, but nobody wants to say it, right? Like,
no one's
like, somebody coughs. I'm swinging. Like, it's that mentality where it's just, like,
you
know, when you're an individual, you can think rationally. And it's, like, the second you're in a group of people, everybody loses their shit together,
definitely.
Right? Because it's sort of, like, mass hysteria almost around this. And, like, obviously there's, like, a certain credibility. But the fact is, like, if you stay clean and you avoid, like, public areas for extended amounts of time, if you take the metro for a couple stops, and, like, obviously there's a chance, but, like, if you don't go to, like, games and if you don't go to, like, mass public gatherings for an extended amount of time, you're significantly, like, mitigating the chance of you contracting anything, right? So
just
stay clean, cough in your fucking elbow like a regular person and not into your hands, and stay safe.
So that's really it, and I feel like the most that's gonna happen right now is just money is gonna be lost.
Oh yeah,
and I feel like that's where we should be going. Like, not the lives that are gonna be lost, which are very sad.
But there's also an economic downturn.
Exactly.
The markets are in the toilet.
Exactly.
That being said, though, gas is like $1.03 now. So it's a bad reason, but hey, I filled up this morning and it only cost me like $40.
There you go.
Okay. But what Mark Cuban did was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like, every billionaire owner of a team should do this. Like, there's people there that rely on salaries that aren't multimillionaires. That if they shut this league down, and then other leagues will most definitely follow suit. Like, I don't think MLB will start. Like, MLB's in spring training now. I think they'll shut that down. NBA's already shut down. The NFL doesn't really have to worry because, like,
they're later this.
Exactly. They haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
They're, like, they're not even training camp at this point, right? MLS and the NHL are in, like, mid-swing of their season.
Yeah.
So,
and NHL and NBA playoffs are kind of,
they're both coming. They're both in, like,
like
a month, right?
Yeah.
So that remains to be seen. But I think what Mark Cuban did, which is, like, you know, set something up so that the salaried employees don't get completely screwed over. Because, like, if they budget it for, like, I'm going to have a job until this
X amount
point
of time.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's like, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no more games, what do I do? Like, I get it. Like, if you work with the team, you're a trainer or whatever, fine. But if you work at, like, concessions, and all of a sudden you're out of a job. So the fact that Mark Cuban, completely unprompted, like, the first thing he said when he was asked about it is, like, we're going to set something up for the salary, like, hourly paid workers.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but, like, every owner should be doing that. Every owner's got money. Every team's got money at the end of the day, and they should all.
Well, not every team is the Dallas Mavericks.
That's true, but every team has, in some way, shape, or form, should be able to
cover
to help out, like,
okay.
Just, like, I get it, like, if you work with the team, again, like we said, if you're a trainer or whatever, you're still going to be involved with the team because they're probably still going to practice or they're still going to work. But if you work at concessions, if you work security, stuff like that, then, like,
there should be a way you're compensated.
Exactly.
Because,
like, these people are essentially just getting, like, fired or laid off, like, with zero notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as NBA, this happened, like, yesterday.
Yesterday.
So it was a really cool moment with Vince Carter, though.
Oh, I didn't see that. What happened?
So basically, the news broke like half of the fourth quarter for the it was the Knicks and the Hawks who were playing, and Carter was on the bench. It was a regular game, and
every second.
So as we're recording this, John hands me his phone. Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Utah Jazz, is a teammate of Rudy Gobert. has been tested positive for coronavirus.
This really makes you think. I think the whole Utah Jazz team is infected.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be quarantined.
They're quarantined.
You share a locker room, yeah. Like 100%. You greet each other every single day, multiple times. Like that's not like a debate.
And you have Gobert, who's licking mics.
And touching all the reporters, tape recorders, and like.
This is a movie, bro. This is
After the Champions League game last night, Diego Costa, who was leaving, there were a bunch of fans, you know, behind the barricades, whatever. He's like pretending to cough on all of them. Like, guys, it's not that hard. Like, there are memes about this. You can make memes about this. You cannot joke about this in real life.
This is why I say common sense is not common.
If you post a meme about this, it's one thing. If you go like, oh, I'm gonna touch everything, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot. Because then you're going to end up like fucking Rudy Gobert, and then every reporter in that room that was doing that press conference has just shit themselves because they're like, wait, this guy literally licked my fucking tape recorder.
I'm pretty sure they were also in shock because they were laughing at that point.
Yeah, because it's a joke because you don't think of it
yeah, exactly.
Until it happens to you. Because that's that mentality that a lot of us in North America have, right? Because we're not used to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to mass outbreaks. We're not used to like mass paranoia. So whenever we do something, it's like, oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect us.
Yeah.
It's a fighting us now.
It's really at the point, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
We're doing the best that we can. But I'm just going to go back to my point. Let's just stay informed. That's the best thing we can do right now. Just stay informed. And hopefully we'll ride this wave together. Because we've been, like, all that's happened. These last 3 months have been hectic. Like, complete.
2020
it's a frenzy, bro. Like,
stupid. So, 2019 was terrible. 2020 is going to be great. No.
The least we can do is laugh through it. We've been like our generation is
like
memes.
Stay safe, but also like
you know
that's how our generation.
This
posts,
is us,
right?
Yeah,
we were about to get sent off to war a month ago, and we're like, I'm gonna post memes on Twitter now. That's how our generation cope. It's like a coping mechanism because what else are we gonna do? Cry? Like I mean, it's either that or make memes.
Mm.
So we're gonna choose the latter. It's weird.
So this COVID-19 is really there's no word to describe really how big it is at this point.
No, but it's even bigger in Europe, right? Like
all of
Serie A has been shut down. One of the players for Juventus has it.
Yeah,
Real Madrid's basketball team has it.
A player from who?
Real Madrid's basketball team.
Okay.
Has it, and since they train the same place as the soccer stadium as the soccer players.
Yeah.
All the Real Madrid personnel staff have been quarantined.
Yeah.
Now all of the league is suspended for 2 weeks. That's Spain's first division.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock how England is so calm about this.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about them, have we?
England, there was a game in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that later.
You're just waiting for that point.
There was a game in Liverpool last night.
Yeah.
And Anfield was packed.
Mm-hmm.
There was full to the brim. And calm down. There was a really funny bit where the players come out of the tunnel, and you know, there's always fans sticking their hands out.
Yeah.
And you could see Jurgen Klopp yelling at the fans, like, put your fucking hands away, you idiot.
I saw that.
Because this is like, you don't. Normal stuff you would do on a regular basis does not, like, click, like, oh shit, I can't do this anymore.
Also, fun fact, if you have it, you won't actually see symptoms till the first, like,
That's true.
5 or 6 days.
It takes a long time. Always be careful.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could be like, I feel fine. It's totally cool. You could have it and still just not experience it. And then it's still very contagious. So don't just be like, I don't feel anything. I'm going to go lick a fucking Metro pole. Like, don't be an idiot. No matter what, stay safe.
Yeah.
And, like, it's insane that we still have to say this now. But again, like, especially in North America, this feels so surreal that, like, you almost can't take it seriously, which is what's so dangerous about it. It's
hard
to genuinely take this seriously, even though you have to, because it's just like,
I mean,
this isn't gonna happen to us. Fuck, wait, it happened.
Like, I know it's gonna come here, obviously, eventually, but I don't think we should panic. That's my only.
Like, stay calm.
The only thing. Like, if somebody's gonna have it, but research the symptoms, research how.
Like, fight this with information.
Exactly.
Don't just lose your mind. I was on the metro when, you know, when the news broke that Montreal with
COVID-19
took the metro. I was on the metro and my godmother texted me that link. And I'm like, wait a minute. How recent?
I was actually reading the article of where this person, you know, took the metro, and every little sentence was it was perfect. Where that person was,
yeah.
What metro they took, what time, how many people were in contact.
Something serious like this,
you need to get
all the information right, and you need to, like...
That was detailed. So, I don't know. It's funny, but it's also surreal. So.
Yeah, there's also yet schools closing down now. There's a lot of
schools in the States.
Harvard's completely shut down. Columbia, like some of the biggest schools in the world, are just like, nope, we're closing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, Concordia. Again, by the time this is published, who knows, maybe Concordia will shut down. But... as of the time of recording, there's no plan to shut down.
No.
So
how do you feel? Do you feel, how do you feel right now about this?
Again, I told you this before we started recording. It feels like a movie. It feels like, oh, yeah, okay. Which is why it's so hard to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just have to do, everyone has to do their part.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, it's a collective effort, which is why, you know, vaccines are so important.
Yeah, but this is new, though. We don't have a vaccine.
I know, but that's the thing, though. This shows that, herd immunity only goes so far. We're like, yeah, I can have all my shots, and everyone can have all their shots. But at the end of the day, if I have, a bunch of people, a significant amount of the population that does not have their vaccines, doesn't matter if I have mine. Because there's going to be, a fuck ton of people that are not a majority, nowhere near a majority, but still relatively significant, then my chances of getting infected, even if I have the vaccine, go up.
Mm.
So it's vaccinate your fucking kids. I'm sorry. It's just dumb.
I expect the NHL to say have a word or publicly announce something in the next few days.
I was planning on going to the game tonight.
Oh,
the Habs game tonight.
Are you going?
That is no longer the case. Maybe I'll try my luck. No, definitely not.
We're heading into a recession. Nobody's gonna spend money. We're just paranoid.
I mean that along with the fact
that
Saudi Arabia Russia dispute on oil, that didn't help the markets, but the two combined is really just obliterating the oil market.
I'm no expert or economist.
Everything is down. On Monday is when the first time it hit for real, because over the weekend it got bad.
Yeah.
And Monday was the first day was the first day the markets opened.
Monday was
all watching this everything is in the toilet, and it's still surreal.
Yeah, right? To the point where you're on social media, you're scrolling. Every two posts is about this,
but every two posts it's something massive too. It's not just this guy has coronavirus. It's everything is being shut down. There was a coronavirus conference in New York that was shut down because of coronavirus, because of public health scares. So it's just what is happening? But yeah, rotating back to sports.
Yeah.
Like you said, the NHL, MLS will probably, make it progressive. I don't know if they'll shut things down right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. But what's most likely to happen is they'd probably games behind closed doors.
My question for you, if no player is showing symptoms and if no player has it, do you still go on and you do those preventive measures?
Yeah. Because, at the end of the day, like we said, right, it takes 5 or 6 days before something shows.
Okay.
And also, these players don't confine themselves to the rink. Right.
Okay.
They go out, they lead lives, they have families, they interact with other people. They might not have as much media duty. You might not have, skating with Canadians where everyone can go around and skate with a Canadian, take a picture with them, and get all nice and close and comfortable. That probably won't happen. But at the end of the day, these guys still lead normal, everyday lives. And these guys still interact with the general population. They're not
Definitely.
So, I think what's going to happen is similar to what happened in Europe, in the soccer leagues.
Okay.
Where they're going to say closed doors first. And then if the progression of COVID-19 continues, shut the whole thing down.
But my also thing with this closed doors is sports are obviously for entertainment.
Yeah.
And the athletes are there for them, but mostly for the fans.
Yeah, they love the sport, but at the end of the day, they want to
show
people, right?
Exactly.
Else
and this is
practice.
And this is security.
Just want to practice every
and
day.
It's scrimmage. So if we're closing the doors, why are the athletes still playing?
I think it's for economic reasons. I think if they do it this way, and say they say, okay, for the next 2 weeks, games only behind closed doors, and if things improve, they didn't lose their rhythm. The season's still going. They kept all their TV rights. They still made money. So it's a win-win for both things.
So
I think this is very much a dollars and cents thing for the NHL, where they're just like, at the end of the day, we'll still broadcast the games. At the end of the day, we'll still make money off that. And if things get worse or stay the same, then we'll shut it down. If things improve, then we keep our rhythm. We don't fuck over the athletes and have them either a reduced season or an extended season. Like, either way, like, because if you shut down the league,
you're
going to have to pick it up eventually.
Yeah, yeah. And exactly, yeah. On that point, I actually saw Bleacher Report post that, you know, the season might restart only in August. Which is...
like, it's possible they just have a half season that year. Yeah, which would be really weird.
And it's like, going back to the
LeBron
lockout year.
LeBron can't get a fucking win. LeBron can't get a fucking win.
He was on. Exactly.
He's finally got a team.
This year would have been the year.
And they shut the whole thing down.
This year really would have been the year. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't see the point of having a, like, counted game in a, like, as a scrimmage.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to, like, scrimmage, just have it as a scrimmage.
Yeah.
And if the fans are there, okay, then it counts. That's how I feel about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But at the end of the day, those games are still going to count. And, you know, they're still professionals. And they're still expected to show up and do their job. But, like,
yeah,
it's
no.
not the same.
No,
like, you've played in front of a crowd. You've played in practice.
20,000
like.
People clapping, cheering
it's
for you.
It's different.
No,
exactly.
Man,
like, your home
nothing,
court,
nothing.
Your home ice,
yeah,
your home field advantage is gone. And it's very, like, demoralizing. Because you'll do, like, a sick play and you're just like, yeah, woo.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, there's another, it takes away all the excitement. We're there for the excitement. You were heading on the... on the Arsenal note there.
On the Liverpool note.
Oh, sorry.
Liverpool note.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there was Champions League last night. PSG got through rather comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, Dortmund had defensive issues all season. So
yeah.
PSG won that. And then the biggest shock of the Champions League this year, definitely, even more than Atalanta, because they've had a good year and a half now. So it's I wouldn't call them a surprise. I'd call them... underdogs, but definitely not a surprise. Liverpool's out.
Yeah.
The defending champions have been eliminated in the round of 16.
That's crazy.
This comes after a horrible month. This month, they lost their undefeated season. They fell out of the third championship, so there was no chance for a treble. And now, they lost their Champions League crown. So all they have is the Premier League that they're definitely going to win because they're like 20 points ahead.
Yeah.
5 games left or whatever.
But who would expect them to actually just... you know, from the Champions League, like
this, because we spoke about this on the episode you weren't able to make it
yeah.
to with Max and Tristan.
Yeah.
Episode 166, if you want to check that out. Diego Simeone and Atletico Madrid thrive in this role where they're like just petty and just spoilers and they just are a constant thorn in the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did. And I've been saying this for a while now.
I didn't watch the game though, so did Liverpool give it away or is it.
The goalie gave it away.
The goalie gave it away.
The goalie made a terrible mistake, and then they tied it up. Mm. It went... So, the way it worked, it was 1-0 on Atletico's home leg, and then it finished 1-0 after 90 minutes in Liverpool, so they went to extra time. Liverpool scores like 5 minutes in, and Atletico ties it up, which means that based on aggregate goals, Liverpool is now losing again. And then after
yeah,
that,
exactly.
they kept on attacking,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Atletico kind of just ran away with it. My main issue...
Yeah.
is because for a while now, I've been saying that Alisson, their goalie, is the best player on their team. He is one of the main reasons they won the Champions League last year. He's one of the main reasons because, and I cannot stress this enough, Liverpool don't defend. Liverpool do not defend. Both their fullbacks are basically forwards. They have the best center back in the world, and they think that alone can carry them.
Yeah.
They've lost 3 of their last 5 games, and they've conceded like 15 goals over that span. This team has a massive defensive hole, and their midfield is not good enough to make up for that. They have a very strong midfield. They have a very fun and progressive like midfield that loves to get forward. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to the basics of it, they have really good forwards.
Yeah.
They have a really good center back.
Maybe they're just lazy.
That's the thing, though. You can't be lazy. You are the best team in the world.
Yeah.
Everyone's giving Atletico Madrid shit. Because they sat back and defended. Jose Mourinho won a treble. Not Jose Mourinho won a treble. He won all three trophies with a purely defensive team. He played six defenders for 90 minutes and he won a treble. He had one of the best teams. He had like some of the greatest attackers of all time, mm-hmm. and he defended. So you can't knock a team for playing a certain way and then getting the results, because Liverpool are the best team in the world.
Most talented team.
They're the most informed team in the world.
Okay.
Up until March,
okay.
They were the most informed team in the world. They were unbeatable. Mm-hmm. They lost like one game in the Champions League.
Yeah.
They had bullied everyone in the Premier League. They were on their way to an undefeated season. They were very much on their way to being the best team of all time. Thing is now, though, you can only realistically win one trophy. There is no way you can be the best team of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Now at this point, you're just one of the other great Premier League teams. This arguably the greatest one.
Yeah.
They're going to finish with a stupid amount of points. They're probably going to break the points record. But at the end of the day, there's going to be an asterisk.
Yeah.
The fact that you only won one trophy.
So with the favorites out, who is on top here? What's your pick?
There's arguably, there could be up to three teams that have no business being in the quarterfinals that are in the quarterfinals. There's Lyon, who's leading Juventus ahead of the second leg that got delayed.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's Leipzig, who is a great team in their own right, but...
Sleeper?
Definitely sleeper.
Okay.
Because they're second place in the Bundesliga right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great team, but they kind of came out of left field because, again, they have really great spots on the field, but in terms of a whole collective team, not as talented, but they're playing great.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing great,
and that's a hardest team to play against. Yeah.
Atalanta was a team in the second division a couple years ago, and all of a sudden they had this great season last year. They finished like third place, and now they're in the Champions League, and they're scoring goals for fun.
Mm-hmm.
They average like 2-3 goals a game. They're scoring like it's nothing. So it's very fun to watch. You have three big sleepers right now in the Champions League. So it's fun
to
watch.
But you don't have one.
No. You got three. You have two definite sleepers that have been overlooked. It's like, wait a minute, these guys are actually like good and dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think they're favorites to win. I think if they win, it's a massive long shot, but they do have that ability to pull an Ajax or a Roma and then find like oops their way into the semifinal. And then once you get to the semifinal, it's anybody's game. Like,
yeah.
Anything can happen. Champions League is going to be interesting this year. If we have a Champions League, it'll be fun. But I should have prefaced this by saying I'm a Barcelona fan. And a lot of this Liverpool rant came from a very petty place that was very happy to watch them lose a second leg because of what they did to us last year. I am not going to hide that. I'm still bitter about that. But they do have actual problems they need to fix.
Yeah.
A, they do not have a creative midfielder. They sort of give the ball to their fullbacks and they hope for the best. And when you have a team like Atletico Madrid, which basically played three center backs that are all really good in the air, and better than your forwards in the air.
Mm-hmm. There were two mistakes
from defending, and Liverpool scored. But for 120 minutes, they had nothing. Obviously, Oblak was great. Oblak made a lot of saves, but a lot of it was shot right at him. And then the rebound, Oblak is Atletico Madrid's goalkeeper. He has one of the best rebound controls. He has one of the best rebound controls in the world.
Yeah.
You could shoot at him from anywhere, and he could put the ball where he wants. He could put it away. So like even if he doesn't hold the ball, you're not getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time they took a shot, the rebound went right to an Atletico player and who got it.
Yeah. I feel like Liverpool just got lazy,
They do not defend. That's the issue, because they have this mentality that we could score more than you.
Exactly.
But there's the problem. They do not have the midfield.
Exactly.
So if Trent and Robertson, which are the fullbacks, are in form, and then the forwards are in form, then probably they can outscore you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you line up the way Atletico did, and you neutralize that, they have nothing going down the middle. Their middle is barren. So what did Atletico Madrid do? They kept the ball in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the ball because...
That's a smart team. Smart tactic.
Diego Simeone is one of the most under... He's actually the best paid manager in the world right now. He's getting paid like $10 million a year to be a manager. But he's also very underrated because of the way he plays.
I don't want to stop you on that Liverpool rant.
Yeah.
But... Impact. Did you see that goal? The goal they scored?
I was at the game.
Oh, and they
we don't have much time,
yeah, but
so
they,
I want to make this concise as possible.
They really dominated that second half. And I'm so
if VAR is not introduced next year, CONCACAF who are already years behind, because to properly implement VAR you need like a whole buffer year and then you're set. They haven't even started the buffer year yet.
Yeah.
So they're already way behind Europe, way behind South America, way behind every single continental organization. If there was VAR, Montreal has a penalty on that handball that happened off of Kyoto's header.
That's a header, yeah.
And Montreal also has a very strong shot for another penalty because Okwonkwo got pulled down in the box.
Yeah.
The angle was a bit iffy. I understand why a ref wouldn't call that, because it was very packed and it was very, like, a very contested tackle. So I understand that. But if it's VR, because I was lucky enough to be literally right there. It was right in front of me when it happened. And that's a very good shot for a penalty. Mm-hmm. So, again, VAR is also very fickle and very, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I'm not against VAR. It. I'm not against it. But and
the ref was atrocious.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, though, because, like, I used to ref, but I'm not going to pretend I'm at that level. My brother, who's actually, like, reffing AAA and stuff, we spoke about it after the game and how this ref did one crucial mistake, which was, like, given.
Yeah.
Right? He made the call on the penalty. He was 100% right. He was perfectly positioned. He did not wait a single second. He without hesitation, he called the penalty. And then he allowed the linesman, who was half a field away and who was not focusing on the ball because he has to stay in line to make sure nobody's offside. That's his job. He allowed him to change his mind on that. And that is very disappointing. And, like, this ref is going to get absolutely reamed.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a thing, but do you think refs have makeup calls? If you miss one, I need to make it up with one, even if not if it's not the right call. I feel like that's a thing.
Every sport has makeup calls. Mm. I don't know, like, if I miss a penalty.
Because in soccer, it's blatant sometimes.
If I miss a penalty, I won't give you another penalty for free.
Yeah, I'll maybe give you a free kick or.
But if I miss a bunch of free kicks and I know I missed a bunch of free kicks. Then I'm gonna lean a bit more towards being more lenient towards that team. That happens in every sport, right? Let's be real here. Like every single sport, maybe not as much in basketball because fouls are counted.
Exactly, and it's,
but in hockey,
I feel like in soccer we really see it.
In soccer more than anything because fouls are so common. Like in hockey, it's a penalty. In basketball, fouls are counted.
A foul,
but in soccer, whether it's a contested throw in, a goal kick, a free kick, a lot more. It's like I was unfair for you on that.
So let me see if I can.
Yeah. Let me just,
Yeah.
I'm tend to be more lenient. If it's a throw and a goal kick, it's very objective.
Yeah.
You put it out. But if it's a free kick, it's like he pulled in his shirt, but I'm not gonna call it because I didn't give
him
that. So that was very realistic. But like at the end of the day, Montreal should have done better.
They did play. They did play a great second.
They dominated the ball.
Yeah.
But Olympia defends a lot better than Saprissa, who was a team they beat beforehand. Mm-hmm. This team defends very well. Mm-hmm. This team defends very. Like last ditch, like Montreal got into a lot of great spots, and then it's just that last touch where they'd either put it out, they'd block a shot, and then they'd get the ball out. So Montreal has to be a lot more clinical in the third, in their final third, and they have to be a lot more decisive too, because a lot of the time they had a shot, they're like, touch, shoot the damn ball, right? They got 20 shots.
Yeah,
they took 20 shots, they got 3 on target. Mm.
It's promising, though. And, the effort is there. And we see there's a product
and
on the field.
I was worried when I saw that Thierry Henry was going to be lining up consistently with 5 defenders. Mm. The first time I saw it, it was in the Champions League. It was in Costa Rica. It was in away, so we wanted to keep a clean sheet. And they did it at home again. And they did it, 3 MLS games in. So it's very...
Yeah.
I was worried. But he's turned the team into a team that's fun to watch.
Exactly. There's a product there.
They get forward. They overload the midfield. They keep the ball, and then they get forward. So they're going to be fun to watch, and they're lined up. Exactly. But they're going to be fun to watch. So there's still a lot to be seen. Depends on who's healthy. If Okwonkwo's healthy, if Boyan is healthy again.
And it also depends on if we have games. We might not even have anything to talk about. This might be the last PBH.
We might not have another one because there's literally nothing to talk about. It's very possible.
Wow. So I mean, it was a great time. If we could say if it's the last, podcast, but I don't think it will be. But we'll get through this together.
Shut it down, guys. Shut it down. Until next year.
We'll get through this. All we have to do is stay in.
I was looking forward to doing like a Euro episode or have like a weekly Euro thing. Nope. Euro's probably gonna get canceled. Half of European soccer is already down, so they're probably gonna end that shit now.
Man, it's madness. But anyway, that being said, guys,
stay safe out there.
Please stay safe.
Wash your fucking hands.
Stay informed.
Yes. Don't
stay informed.
Into the hysteria. Don't only use Purell. Please use soap. Because, like, you see those pictures where, like, aisles of Purell are empty and the soap box right next to it and it's full. Use soap, damn it. But, yeah, other than that, you know, stay safe out there. Don't get too crazy.
Yeah, and we're in this together. Memes are life. Memes are life. So.
Exactly. And get tested. If you feel like you have the symptoms, you know, get informed on how you get tested. Don't just run to the ER because they're already overloaded as is. So, you know what?
Guys. That being said, you can find me. I changed my Twitter name. So,
ooh!
I mean, I feel like...
You changed the Twitter name?
We needed a change.
Wait a minute now. I need to see what the Twitter name is.
It's nothing too special. It's just my first and my last name.
Oh.
Oh, you look at the disappointment in his face.
Hold on. The hell is this? Can't even find it now. There's no Wi-Fi. Goddamn. Seriously? Oh. No, I'm sad.
So it's Jade and Gala. _
Man! Alright, you can follow me at Lomjo. No, I'm joking. I stole the Twitter name. I've been waiting for this forever. You can find me on Twitter. Do you like your gray at us? That's been the PressBox Hattrick, episode 167.
Yes, yes.
Have a good one, folks.
Take care, folks.